happening, everybody? 2016, we're at the International Builders Show, Design Construction Week, and we are hanging out with our friends at Babu Woods. Fantastic and fabulous.
Yeah, woo-hoo!
Yeah!
Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, baby. I think it's like maybe my, 12th show? I'll have to count them up later.
Yeah, that'll be hilarious and exciting.
We've been here so much. It's amazing. All the innovation every year, all the companies bring it, and I am so psyched about being in Fabua. They have so many cool things that they're showing off. We've got some cool guests coming too.
And that's going to happen right now. Stay with us, everybody.
Woo! Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! I locked myself in a hotel room.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Take your inspiration into real life with Sherline Paint Products. From easy pour-and-store paint can lids to tools that help give you a perfect line. For more information, check out Sherline.com.
Keep you safe, keep you dry. Don't be afraid to see you on the satellite.
What's happening?
Oh, we're here. It's my Fix It Up Lifetime, the Kitchen Bash and the News Show, and we are at Fabwood, and we are sitting here with a new friend. I'm going to call you my friend.
I hope so.
Courtney.
You better.
Courtney Novogratz.
Nice to see you guys.
And you're like riding solo.
I'm riding solo and it feels so good. Oh my God, I'm going to Hamlin tonight, baby.
So I love the energy.
If you're a fan of Courtney's, you probably have seen her on HGTV or in any magazine.
Or at Home Depot somewhere.
All over the place. Seven kids.
Last time I checked, yes,
right?
Still seven? I hope so.
Most of them talk to you?
They do talk to me. They do.
Yeah, 90% is good.
I don't even want them to. I'm kidding.
That's awesome. Seven kids, husband. You work with your husband.
I work with my husband, yes.
And you got to Las Vegas by yourself.
I snuck away. I flew in late last night. Ooh. And I fly out tonight, but it feels so good to be here. So it's really nice.
Okay, so as a mom, no, I only have two. You have seven.
2, 1, 10, it doesn't matter. We're all doing the same thing. So there's good days, there's bad days.
So are you FaceTiming? Are you Skyping?
I FaceTime. My daughter just sent me a text. How is everything? The fact that she cares and, like, even asks, I thought that was awesome. But, we just juggle the best we can. Robert's there, so it's not like both of us left this time. So
could you do that? Could you just abandon them?
We do sometimes for work, and it's quite interesting what happens. You know, especially if someone needs. One time we were on a book tour, and five needed stitches, and we were, like, across the country. So again, it was just stitches, no real tragedy, but it was complicated.
So did you do, like, yoga, meditation, aromatherapy? How do you, like, chill with all of that going on in your life?
You know, I probably should take up meditation because I hear it's great, but I actually thrive off chaos as long as it's creative chaos. So, you know, there's always something fun going on. I really am having a good time. So, I mean, we have dark days for sure, but the fact that Robert and I work together, we're able to kind of drop the ball together or carry it together. So, hello. It's all good.
Yeah, there's a gentleman.
It's a live show.
I know. There's people all over the place.
It happens all the time.
I think that this, have you been to the Kitchen Bath Industry Show before?
I have not. This is my first time. I've done a lot of awesome design trade shows, but this one I'm pretty impressed.
There's like 100,000 more people here. Like,
that's
crazy.
That's what I've heard. It's growing quite a bit. But I'm like wanting to go shopping. I see like a beautiful knobs and like incredible hardware and cabinets and
faucets. So what's your personal, like, you're looking for yourself and what you're looking for a client right now?
Well, to be honest, usually when I look for myself, it's for a client, you know, because if I'm getting it, and because we never stop, we always are moving and flipping houses, so I have to stay with it. But if I believe in something, we usually have it in our own home, and then it's easier to say to my clients, I had this, it's great, or I have this now, and it works. So I'm always kind of shopping all the time, so, you know.
Wonder where you get that.
Yeah, I totally do that too.
Can we relate on that one?
Okay, so we have a game. Do you know the game, Mark?
Just say what the game is instead of quizzing me about reading your mind.
It's a get to know
you
game.
Do you make your husband read your mind? Is that like a thing?
I do not, but maybe I should.
I test him all the time. I'm one of those wives. I'm like, do you really know me? Do you really know my soul?
I love it. I love it.
What am I thinking about? Okay. And he's like, I have nothing.
We need to go to dinner, the four of us. So.
That'll work.
And you can teach me how to.
Yeah. He can't even lip read. I'm like, and he's like, what? What do you want to do? Okay, so we have a game. We have, inside of the cabinets behind us, a topic.
Okay.
That we want you to pick one.
Okay, and the cabinet on both sides.
On the upper cabinets.
Upper.
Laurel knows where they're hidden. So where can you Vanna White us and show us the different cabinets? Cabinet one.
Give me my options. Please. Give me my options.
So Laurel
No, don't show her.
Oh, don't show her. Just
that.
Point to the cabinet.
Point to the cabinet.
I didn't see.
Yes.
Good job, Laurel.
Okay.
Cabinet three.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you following this?
I got it.
Yeah.
Four, five, and six.
Six. Okay, I'm going to go with five. I have a son named Five. Give me five.
Oh, it just popped right out.
What's your signature drink? Margarita.
Oh. Woo-hoo.
No salt on the rocks.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I'm not a big, if I have to go blender, I don't want to. I like it to be liquid. Yeah.
You know, like your drinks to be liquid?
Right. Tequila, like, kind of keeps you up a little bit, I think. So.
Yeah. So do you have a tequila brand that you're partial to?
Patron, but I guess, like, you know, I don't know. I always drink anything with good people, so.
There you go. It's about the fun.
Right.
All right. So we really have, like, 2 minutes. This is fast. Okay. So. What should we be looking for from you, from Courtney Novogratz?
2016. So Robert and I have a new book coming out with Rizzoli. It's on our house in Brazil that we've owned for like 10 years. But the incredible thing is we rent it out to help afford it. So we go down on vacation and then sometimes we rent it out, which is awesome. So it's really giving people tips how to use your real estate, use your homes to travel. So with Home Away, One Fine Stay, Kid & Co., Airbnb, all these incredible sites now that exist, you can do it too. So the book's really design friendly, but it comes out in the fall, so we're excited about that. And I just moved into a new house in the Hollywood Hills with all of our kids.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, what's going on? So my son graduates from high school.
Wow.
So that's a big moment this spring. Yeah, so we're good.
Everybody's
okay.
Good. So we need to have you back when the book comes out. And I need to read this book.
Okay. And you can come to the house in Brazil.
Brazil.
Yes, we'll have caipirinhas there, not margaritas.
Of course. I mean, I was going to say that. I didn't want to say, you know, you're a little lowbrow.
You won't even notice them.
You can totally bring your kids. Are you kidding me? You better bring your kids. It's fun. It's a fun getaway.
That is awesome. We got to
take a break.
What's your Twitter handle? I'll tell you.
Yeah, tell me.
That should have been one of the
questions.
This
is great radio. Teresa, check her phone, everybody.
No, we do.
Check out.
It's like trying to remember someone's phone number.
Courtney,
you just put their number.
The Novogratz.
Yes. Novogratz.
You know who else knows it, everybody? Google. Figure it out, okay?
Fine, Courtney.
Fabulwood, we'll be back in a minute.
Thank
Stop
you.
Talking.
Thank
Happy
you.
Awesome.
Awesome. You know what happened. That's the power of love.
Hey, baby.
That's the power of love.
I'm feeling some love right now.
That's Tim Williams, by the way.
How am I doing on this mic?
With passion.
I'm holding a microphone. How am I doing? Well, Tim was playing a song about love, and we have this beautiful, stylish, like, extremely, like, I want to wake up tomorrow looking like Janine with the skull ring and those boots and the ring from Paris and... I'm sorry. You guys are just like everything right
you.
Now.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm ignoring you, Ken. I'm so sorry.
So now you know how I feel. Designers from Fabulwood who, no joke, literally look somewhere between fierce and fabulous. Janine has some rings on that are insane. And while we should talk about Fabulwood, well, you've overshadowed them with your awesomeness.
Thanks to him, he picked them out.
Is that right?
The designer.
Ken. So you guys you work as a New York designer.
Yes.
And Fabulwood hired you to create this experience at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show.
Yeah, for the fourth year.
The fourth year. So each year are they challenging you to take the design a little bit further?
Always. I challenge myself, though, to do it. You know? long nights at the kitchen table drawing these crazy ideas up.
And so Janine's saying, go to bed?
No. I'm up with him, helping him research and, yeah, so.
How do
two
you
maniacs.
Do it? Is it, do you have a pencil and a sketchbook of paper, and does it start there, or?
Yeah, usually that's how it starts. I mean, you know, you just start to sketch little ideas, put little things together, and, you know, come up with this craziness, you know, that we're sitting here running.
That's awesome. I love the analog. I'm sorry, I know you hate it when I say that, but I love just pencil, paper, ideas. It's like throwing and catching a ball.
I think also in our when we travel, I think we get inspired from things that we see in our travels, and I think that, right, honey?
Okay, so since we just met you guys, I want to do our game with the lovely Laurel. Oh. And one of you can pick one of our random questions out of a cabinet. So I think Laurel went through all the different topics. Five is out.
Five is out. So number one through six.
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 Six. Oh, going Lucky for the six. High numbers. So we're talking about gamblers. I'm going to take apart your psyche right now.
What's your favorite dance move?
Ooh.
Oh. Jeez. Do I have to show you? No.
Yes.
I want to see it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll try it.
Oh, God, I don't know.
She's going to break dance. Watch out.
No, it's actually really a stupid dance. It's like one of those things where you do this. It's like, you know the one I'm talking about? You do it at the weddings.
Oh, I got to see it.
Serious?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, it's this. That, anyway. Yeah.
I do that at weddings, actually.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah, with the mouth open?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to have your mouth
you
open.
You get low.
I don't know why, but it doesn't
work
unless you...
No, it doesn't, no. Being half in the bag doesn't hurt either,
yeah.
But I'm just throwing that out there.
Or all in the bag.
Well, I'm really excited. So I've walked around the Fabwood booth, but what is, like, the gem? Do you have, like, are they all kids? Like, are you, like, proud of each one, or is there one vignette that you're like, I did it?
I guess I like this one. This is the latest one, the new Vista door that they have. But to draw it up on paper and then to actually see it come to life, it's pretty exciting. See where everybody's reaction when you get here and everyone's so excited about it.
Now, are you guys like going back to Fabwood and saying, okay, so we think that this is going to be hot, this is going to be hot. Are you asking, or are you involved at all, or are you just taking what, you know, in the design process there? Are you hinting to them, or do they just...
They ask our opinions about a lot of things. I mean, they don't always turn out exactly how you think they will, but, they're a really good company. I mean, they're kind of like trendsetters, I would say. They're always a little bit ahead of the edge, you know. I like to feel like we're a part of that, a little bit. Maybe we'll take that much credit for it.
Well, I think the presentation, it's like a symphony. Like, you are working with all of these different instruments and an orchestra and putting them together, all the pieces and parts, and showing everybody here at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show what they could possibly do. Like, it's inspirational, it's aspirational.
Yeah,
exactly. You're it.
Those are two words that I don't know what they mean, but it's nice. It looks nice, you know. For those who can't see this,
it's all right.
A glass door with a molding detail in it. And what was the name of that cabinet, that door again?
Where the door is from.
Vista.
The model, yeah.
It's a mullion door, but it has a certain model number. I don't know.
Well, we're going to need the model number to carry on this conversation. It's okay. We'll wait.
Interview over.
Google.
No, it's beautiful, and it can be used as a display cabinet.
Absolutely.
And in the minute, 90 seconds we have left, I have a love-hate relationship with the glass door and the open shelf, because what a lot of people don't understand is those become junkyards.
Sure.
So do you use them sparingly? Do you have a tip for the person who wants to have that in their design?
I would say exactly what you're saying. Use it sparingly, because it's going to have to stay neat all the time. Or you could always do something where you don't necessarily see through it. Something, you know, like a frosted glass. It'll still break up the overall, all the wood, let's say.
Yeah.
And you don't necessarily have to see through it.
So I want to know, Where can everyone find you guys? Do you have a Twitter handle, website, or anything?
She's in charge of that part.
Yeah, he's Kitchens, KWW. That's on Twitter, or Ultimate Kitchens in lovely Muncie, New York.
Cool. Kitchens, KWW. We'll be following you guys. Mm-hmm.
So
and we're following you already.
Nice to meet you. Thank you. Beautiful. Fabulous. Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. Thank you, guys. Janine.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo. I'm going to wake up looking like that tomorrow.
Some folks like to get away.
Take your inspiration into real life with Sherline Paint Products. From easy pour-and-store paint can lids to tools that help give you a perfect line. For more information, check out Sherline.com.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life. And it is Fabiwood time from the Kitchen Bath Industry Show. I'm hanging out with my wife, Teresa.
That's me.
Tim Williams.
That's
rocking
him.
Some music. TimWilliams.com. Passion, all that stuff. New album probably coming someday. And then
there's a little baby.
There's a baby here, so that's important. Quiet there, please, with the crying. And a big baby, our friend Patrick McCall from Fine Home Building Magazine.
Easily
one of the least mature people I know.
Really?
I'll take that as a compliment.
We love Patrick McCall. We've been coming to these events together for our whole lives.
Somebody asked me, I think this is my 14th or 15th show now.
Oh my God, I think I'm... my
2001 or 2002 was the first one.
My Dude. First international builder show was in Dallas. Did you do Dallas?
No. I've done Orlando and Las Vegas. I don't think I've ever been
to
Dallas.
Oh, I've beaten you.
Yeah.
Kid.
Dude, Tavis, you should jump off
Chicago.
The monorail track.
Yeah.
I think it's good that they put the two shows together now. It's like, you get to see everyone and lots of varied products, and it's awesome.
And when they got married and they had more babies, so there's more shows that are here too.
Yeah, there's the Services Show, which is over at Mandalay Bay also.
Yes. So it's like an explosion of design and construction geeks that are like all over Vegas. So everyone's walking around with mall face, looking at all the new products, all the innovations, and then they'll be walking around with mall face on the strip later looking for
liquor.
Yes.
You know, they have that here.
Sure.
They have that here. I'm not currently having any right now, currently.
But we are sitting at a beautiful bar here at Fabiwood.
This stuff is really nice.
It is really nice.
I like the details on the cabinets. It's well-made stuff.
You need to, like, open them up and check it out.
I did, yeah. It's good stuff.
Did you notice my favorite feature is the, you know how you get crumbs and stuff in a cabinet?
Yeah.
You can do this with that, and it just comes right out. It doesn't have the
There's
lip.
No... The face frame.
It doesn't have a lip.
Oh, it's smooth.
Right?
Ah, smart.
I mean, seriously?
Flush. Patrick, the carpentry term is flush.
Yeah,
okay.
So like, I'm always sweeping those crumbs out from around the garbage can in the base cabinet, right? That's what it solves that.
Don't
That's
have to
right.
do that. Yeah.
You don't get stuck in there.
Another solution, never clean it.
I just close the door.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what the doors are for.
Okay, so Fine Home Building. How's the house? That your the project house.
So that's ongoing.
Yes.
It's going well. I was up there shooting a video recently demonstrating a rotary hammer, which Mark authored a piece on for our magazine. And,
thank you very much.
And we did a little video to explain to people who might not know what a rotary hammer is, what exactly it does. So we did that for our project house.
That's a good video.
Yeah.
That's the basics. People like the basics.
Exactly.
Is that the one that you geeked out with Matthias and...
Andy Doyle.
Andy, yeah.
And Derek Schroeder. I hope I have that right.
You did a great job on that, by the way.
Thank you very much.
I wasn't invited to go that day. They didn't have me there.
You mean to test rotary hammers?
No.
You should have insisted.
I've used rotary
hammers. You should have. No, really, it was the best time of my whole life.
It's a great tool.
But the problem is that when I'm all around the guys, these are the guys that we use when we do different projects around the country and stuff, is that I have sewing circle syndrome. So I tend to talk. And you really can't talk and do rotary hammers, is it? Because it's loud and it's not really.
Yeah, it is. It's a loud tool.
Yeah,
and then we have part of its appeal. Part where we want to like get some work done.
Yeah, I want to bond and have fun and make awesome things together and have a good love story.
Patrick, bond with us.
Okay.
You've seen some items from the show.
So I've been walking the show floor this morning. I found some few really cool things. So this Optimist fireplace by Dimplex, DIMPLEX.com.
Does you have to be an optimist to get it, or is they just suggesting that you be optimistic?
Dimplex? Simplex?
You said it was Optimist.
So the mist part.
Optimist Prime?
The mist
Where
part.
Where are we going?
So the mist part, like, in addition to the, like, flames, or what look like flames, this electric fireplace, is, like, water vapor comes off that looks like smoke. It is so cool.
Look at, if it's as nearly cool as this picture shows.
Oh, you gotta check it out. It's over in the Central Hall.
Central Hall.
It's totally worth checking out. Optimist Prime is over there, too.
So it's, like, nine miles from here.
It's pretty far.
Beautiful. What else do you have?
So this other cool thing, I've never seen anything like this. In old houses I used to rehab, they had these tiny clawfoot tubs. And I've never seen anyone reproduce one, but this company, songbath.com, right?
Can I hug you? Wait, I have to hug you. Oh my God, you
There's
are
hugging
like,
involved.
It's like a 4-foot clawfoot tub. It's gorgeous.
I just saw this background on Betsy Johnson's condo. And she has, like, this tub in her condo. And she got inside of it, and I immediately was like, where can I find this tub?
I know,
tub?
It's really cool.
Wow!
And it wasn't outrageously expensive, too. And it's all cast iron. You can have the outside painted any color you want.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God, it's really cool.
That's sensational. And
that one's good for Santa Claus.
That one's a little garish.
Doesn't it look like Santa?
And while I want to, you know, like, the song and
what's
stuff.
What's the next thing?
That's a problem solver.
Totally. Because if you have a small bath... Mm-hmm. And you want to have a shower in there or a tiny, you know, tub you can sit in.
Right. Or something that doesn't look like junk.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it's beautiful from the picture that we've got here.
So excited. All right,
Patrick, find home building.
Right. So one of the popular things now is cultured stone, veneer stone, right? Mm-hmm. Applied on the building. Very typically behind it, it's not detailed correctly, so you get a lot of water damage behind your cultured stone, right? So Burrell is coming out with a product called Drain and Dry, which is like a weather-resistant barrier, like house wrap, with a plastic matrix on top that then you put stucco on top, and it creates a drainage space behind the stone that's very thin, so it doesn't create problems with your trim and stuff.
Oh, so you don't have to pack out your window jams, your door jams.
And the other way to do that is with expanded metal lath, which people have probably seen, and it'll cut your hands looking at it. It's the most evil material. Right, are you looking for scars?
Yeah,
there you go.
That's the metal lath, because I threw it into the back
and
of the truck.
Whang!
Okay, I'm not going to let you get away without us playing our game, though.
You got to play that? One segment
okay,
of
so
the game.
Okay, so Laurel is going to open a cabinet behind us. There's 6 cabinets. We guests have already picked 5 and 6. So 1 through 4, you can pick, and behind it is a question that... we would like you to answer.
Oh, this is so fun. Okay. number 3.
Oh, okay. Good.
So the lovely Laurel will be opening cabinet number 3.
What is your essential cooking spice?
Sriracha.
Sriracha?
Is that chard?
No. It's a hot sauce.
Oh, I have heard of that.
I'm sure you have.
I've heard of that.
How could you not?
I was on a bakery show for the Food Network. I know what's going on.
Yeah, they use that a lot in bakeries.
In donuts.
Yeah. Really?
No, they don't. When's the last time you cooked with sriracha?
I don't know, a few days ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you cook for your family?
Yes, often.
Do you grill or
mostly I grill. Yeah. Grill is my domain.
Kind of grill?
I have a gas grill and a charcoal grill. Actually, I have 2 charcoal grills.
Do you do the smoking? Can you do that with what you have?
Sure. I'm not experienced in smoking, but I did make our turkey, for example, on our charcoal grill for Thanksgiving this year.
How long did that take?
We made a turkey breast, and I'm going to say it took 3 hours, 2-3 hours.
That's not bad at all.
Oh,
no.
I was thinking it was going to take,
so
like,
yummy.
All day.
Well, a breast is, you know, what, a few pounds.
You didn't do the whole turkey.
I did not do
the
whole
17 pounds.
Right.
I'm dying here. So I heard that there's like a voice-activated grill here somewhere.
what is to do when you talk to
I don't know. I just heard that. So I'm thinking, like, I need to know more about that. So the next time I see you walking around, if you know about it, please tell me or tweet us if you see it. Because I imagine it's like in the outdoor, I don't know. Oh, it's and then I heard there's an indoor grill that's a grill, but it's not a grill.
I heard we're going to have to talk to Patrick McComb from Fine Home Building after we take this break that Tim Williams is playing us into.
Thanks, Patrick, for all this great product information.
Yeah,
thanks,
guys.
We're going to get to that industry show.
We'll be right back with more. Keep it hot, people.
There must be something in the water.
Oh,
there must be something about your daughter. She said, I love ain't nothing.
Take your inspiration into real life with Sherline Paint Products. From easy pour-in-store paint can lids to tools that help give you a perfect line. For more information, check out Sherline.com.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture. No tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Guys, you guys are bonding over me, Mark.
Mark Clement, I'm co-host of the My Fix It Up Life program.
Yeah. I'm Teresa.
And she's co-host of the My Fix It Up Life program.
Do you like to be called Mike Holmes Jr. or Junior or Mike Jr.
Mike
MJ
or Michael or... works, whatever you guys want, really. You can call me Mike Jr., Mike, Michael. Mm-hmm. I'm easy.
Okay.
So you pretty much answer to if you think someone's calling you.
Yeah, pretty much. So I'm
Bob,
always kind of, I'll answer to Bob.
Okay, if it seems like it's to you.
I can kind of feel it when you say it. That's...
I have to say, though, like, I feel kind of awkward, though, referring to your dad as senior.
Oh.
Because I feel like it's not respectful in a way. But when I'm talking about you guys, I have to say that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if you call him Mike, you can call me Michael. Maybe it'll work better with him.
Okay.
As long as you don't tell him that I'm taller than him.
Right.
That, you are?
Yeah, but he doesn't.
He doesn't know
three
that.
Or 4 inches. Well, he just doesn't accept it, really, I don't think.
Does he wear lifts a little bit sometimes?
No, he just makes me stand on lower ground.
Oh. Yeah.
So you guys have all the home shows.
Yes.
And you have the Home Free Fox show.
Yes,
which
we do.
You did together.
Yes, we did. We did Home Free last summer. We're filming another show right now. We're very excited about that, having a lot of fun with it. So, and then lots more things are happening this year. We're filming actually two shows with HGTV currently, and then there may be a second season of Home Free we're looking at. So
awesome. Well,
okay, so,
and I wanted to get into that, but I do have a follow-up question.
I have a question.
Journalist.
I totally have a question. Uh-huh.
Did they actually make you stand, like, was he on a brick?
He wasn't on a brick. He didn't do any of that. It was more if there was a little hill, he'd be okay.
Yeah.
And they'd put us there, and he'd go, you know what, you stand over here, I'll stand here. I'm like, okay, that's fine with me.
Nice work.
That's good.
Nice work.
Yeah. Okay, I know to just kind of back down to him sometimes.
You have a sister who is visible.
Yes.
And then you have a sister...
who's not visible?
Yeah. Well,
where's this going?
No, I'm saying I met her, I think, in Vegas.
She's really invisible.
At a show this past year. And I wanted to take a selfie with her, and she was like, what? And so she's shy about that stuff.
She doesn't like the camera. She's like, you know what? The camera's for Mike, Sherry, and my dad. Mm-hmm. She kind of tries to stay behind the scenes a bit. She's more on the business end. She's actually vice president of the company. Very smart girl. Does very well for us in the company. So I kind of try to stay on the front end. Same with Sherry and my dad. So it kind of works.
Okay.
That's nice.
It's just so nice you guys work together. And it's like, actually, you guys all exude happiness.
We're very happy people. I mean, don't get me wrong, we definitely butt heads sometimes, but at the end of the day, we still love each other to death, and we're a very happy family.
Ah, oh, that's a crappy story. My family's never going to match up to that. Thanks for inspiring me, Mike.
Hey, I don't know. I've seen you guys on Facebook. You seem like you have a nice, happy little family there.
We put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
We have our dark days.
Yep.
No question about it, but we also keep moving forward.
We do.
Hold hands and stuff.
Except in the summertime, he has a no-touching rule because he gets his body temperature so hot.
Really?
Yeah, I can't touch me.
Keep that in mind.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm always cold, and he's like, I think he vibrates. He eats like a 14-year-old boy.
That's like me and my fiance. I'm like a furnace, and she's kind of like an ice pack.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like incredible. So like in the when it's like over like 80 degrees, it's like, don't touch me, don't come near me.
My palms start to sweat.
Oh yeah, I'm like sweating right now.
Yeah. Well, it's roughly a trillion degrees in here.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's about trillion five. Yeah.
Yeah. Somewhere in that.
Yeah.
I do have to say, you have a gorgeous fiance.
Thank you very much.
It's really hard to not look at her.
I can't help but stare at her. Yeah. She's the love of my life and makes me extremely happy.
And she's here for those of us, for those of you who can't see what
she
we're
is
looking
here.
At.
We're going to post a picture of her. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to see how pretty she is.
She is very pretty. And you know what? She's got personality to match. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to play our cabinet game.
Okay, I like this.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so we have six cabinets. Number three, four, five, and six have been picked. So one, two, or four you can select.
I'm going to go with two.
Okay, the lovely Laurel will open cabinet number two, and there'll be a question inside of it for you.
What are your essentials for family dinner?
Ooh, family dinner. You know what? Honestly,
He's getting coached in front of off camera.
Yeah, what was it? What?
Yeah. Don't say, yeah. And then don't.
You know what? We usually eat.
What about when you were like your nuclear fam, like when you were little, like with your dad and your sisters? Like what?
Kraft dinner and hot dogs. We do like, my dad would spice it up and he'd chop up hot dogs, throw it in the Kraft dinner, and he'd convince us that it was actually this really fancy meal. It wasn't. I know that now, actually.
Did you ever have the SpaghettiOs with the hot dogs in it?
Yes, I did. Of course.
That is like, I know you can go and get a New York thing at the fancy for $80. Oh, my God.
Nothing beats it.
I would steamroll somebody to get a bowl of those right now.
I have.
Okay, we have 5 minutes. I want to play this new game that we're starting to do at my Fix It Up Live called 17 Questions.
17 Questions. I like it.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. We're gonna ask you 17 questions, and someone's gonna keep count.
John is gonna keep count.
Yeah. Okay, because it's not me. Yeah.
I don't know any of them, by the way. Okay. So I'll sit here quietly.
What's the last thing you ate?
SpaghettiOs and hot dogs.
Eggs Benedict.
Cocktails or coffee?
Cocktails.
Dinner party or after party?
After party.
Glitter or wood?
Wood.
Oh.
For sure.
Mini pendants or a grand chandelier?
Mini pendants.
Candlelight or colored light?
Candlelight.
How many flannel shirts do you own?
Flannel?
Do you not have any?
Two.
Oh.
I don't really wear them that often, though.
Best road trip you've ever taken?
Probably the road trip to Ottawa with my fiance.
Birthday cake or birthday suit?
Birthday suit. For sure. There's no question.
Shake it off. Okay. Yeah.
Hidden talent.
What's my hidden talent? I don't have any talents.
Dancing.
I'm a great dancer, apparently.
Favorite dance move?
Ooh. The Mike Jr.
Okay, we're going to have to see that. Either now or later.
I was going to say we'd have to put some music on, but I think we got that, so. I can't dance on an empty stomach, though.
There we go.
He's like, please stop playing. Okay. I don't really want to dance.
Moving on. Thank you.
The last person you texted?
That man right there, Michael. He's a coworker and a friend.
What job would you try if you could do any in the world?
If I could do any in the world. I love my job. I mean, I'm perfectly content doing this.
What's the last tool you used?
Last tool, Impact.
What is it, you guys use?
We were over at the Simpsons Strong Tie, and I was using the Impact to put in their new fasteners.
Oh, nice, yeah. Nice. If you could dance with any celebrity, who would it be?
Any celebrity? Oh, man, that's a tough one. My fiance's on the new show with me, so she's kind of like getting there.
Nice. Yeah. Dancing with the Stars.
Okay. J-Lo.
J-Lo.
Yeah, J-Lo.
It's very important. That's right.
Best gift you've ever given.
Best gift I've ever given. Engagement ring. Point at.
Best gift you've ever gotten.
For my 25th birthday, my fiance Lisa got me 25 gifts, one for each day of the month. She was in India and she organized it all beforehand.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Gorgeous, awesome. I'm going to have to let you should write a blog and teach everybody how to be that awesome.
Yeah, she is quite awesome.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, I think that's like, does that, are the end of our, yes. Okay, so where can we find you? How should we be cyber-stalking you?
Cyber-stalking. You can reach me on Twitter at @Mike_Holmes Jr. And on Instagram, I believe, at Mike Holmes Jr.
Awesome.
Yeah. Facebook, Mike Holmes Jr.
So what you're saying is Mike Holmes Jr. is a theme here.
Yeah, I kind of stick with a common theme, you know. I keep it simple.
But you answer to Bob.
But I answer to Bob.
And that's all we need to know.
Yeah.
Thanks,
so nice
Bob.
No problem. Karen, Steven, really, it was great.
You know, not everyone gets my name right, Bob. Yeah. I like being Karen.
Hey, awesome. I got a very great memory.
Yes. Well, thank you for spending time with us here at Fowood at the Kitchen Bath Industry Show. And yeah. I hope we see more of you. We'll be
absolutely
stalking
you. Absolutely,
you will. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Awesome.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
I came to dance.
There you go.
Got the way, that's my plan.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Lovely day.
Actually,
so what you're saying, Tim Williams, timwilliams.com, is it's a lovely day. All right, we get it.
It's all right.
Moving on.
You know what I like, though? We're here at Fabwood, and we're at this counter. I can, like, turn around here, and I feel like I'm at a bar or a restaurant or, like, in someone's home. I'm, like, in Tim Williams' home right now. Thanks for having us.
It's very drafty, but thank you for being here.
Yeah, I'm surprised, you know.
You take two eggs over easy.
By your, decor. I would have expected it to be a little bit more rustic or something.
No, this is all my wife's doing. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, she's sophisticating you?
Yes, we live on a cot in the basement of the convention center.
Well, I do want to say we're here at Fabwood, and they're 7 years old, and I went to their facility in New Jersey, and it's amazing to see how large that this company has grown in such a short time, and that they're opening up distribution on the West Coast and all over the place. You can get cabinets in just a couple weeks when you order them, which is unbelievable. Yep. I just want to, exude love and stuff.
And
for
to
a second,
whom she's exuding love, by the way,
is the very handsome and talented
Chip Wade,
who I'm hoping that you brought your shop with you.
Well, I kind of did, actually. I have a whole 3D user tour you can tour my shop with now. I brought it just for you all to see. Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
All right. We can.
Why do I feel
like
something?
You gotta be kidding me.
I'll pull it up right now so you can see it.
Oh, my gosh.
So we've got a computer tablet here, brand name not to be, you know, I don't want to pick some.
I have to say that you should have, like, your business card or title or whatever it is that you have is, like, Chip Wade, workshop hero.
I wish I got to spend more time in the workshop. In fact, most of the time, I'm actually designing. That's really what my core business is.
Yeah.
But I love to be able to make things. I feel like the fact that I've got a lot of experience actually building things with my hands, that's what actually makes me a good designer.
Yeah. No, it's true, because you understand how, okay, I want to build whatever. I want to design
that's
X
it.
To do this. Okay, well, you've got gravity, water.
Everything.
It might fall apart.
That's right.
You know, it square pegs, round holes,
yep.
All those things. So you know the reality of...
That's right.
You know, masonry siding and in the IFS or whatever and flashing details
that's
and
right.
all that stuff.
Yeah, all my background was actually in engineering. That's what I was an engineer before I did anything else.
Uh-huh.
So mechanical engineering, electrical engineering, all fabrication processes, more on the industrial side of things. And so I take that... And I'm kind of a technology junkie,
yeah.
So I love cutting-edge technology, kind of what's coming down from the commercial applications and being more readily available in residential, just consumer-driven market. Really, that is where all, like, I'm looking at a whole bunch of door hardware over here, right?
Sure.
It didn't always used to be this fantastic. I mean, there's mechanisms and there's lubricants and everything else that makes that solid brass, beautiful, you know, sexy turn, you know, entry doorknob just amazing,
I know
right?
What you're talking about.
But again, that technology, even in that doorknob over there, wasn't even available 30 years ago, right? So 30 years ago, there was a new technology that came in, it revolutionized doorknobs. Last week, there's new technologies that are revolutionizing the way that we visualize our space. 2016, I'm so excited about because it is the year of full 360-degree virtual environment. User-driven, fully immersive experiences that people can go into, look around, specify products, visualize their design in real, actual format, make selections, buy, ship, love it.
Like okay, you're so inside the real room, like you're in a Fabuwood room.
That's it.
And you can literally, I'm turning around now.
Literally look in all directions, up at the ceiling, down at the floor, walk through, take complete measurements off. Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
Mr. Reed, I have a question.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, like, is there a program or a company or something that you're working with for your shop? And I have a second part of that question. I'm dying to say.
Yes. Go ahead.
What was the second part? Question is totally my, like, little girl geeky stuff inside of me is that, okay, so you know the Barbie Dream House and all that
Yeah.
stuff?
Yeah.
Why isn't
there, I don't
know.
Like, I was just going to say that regardless.
Like, the, like, Chip Wade, like, dream tool shop or workshop. Like, why isn't there, like, that version of it for boys?
Oh, that's a great question. It should be made. There's only so many
made.
Hours
you
in the day.
And have it all drawn. Like,
so
you did,
this is an example, right? So we did a little environment the other day on Blab, right, where I kind of took you on a tour. Mm-hmm. But now you can, let's just go in and you can look for yourself. So here.
So we are looking literally at. Is this a? This is a photograph.
We're
it's
looking.
It's not at, a rendering. It's
this
not.
Is,
a,
this is a real capture. So this is augmented capture. Reality. Rather than virtual reality. So this is actually a complete, what we're looking at right now is a fully, this is what I call that immersive 3D environment, okay? Uh-huh. So you can come through, we can pop it out to dollhouse view, we can go around, we can change it to floor plan. I can actually pull measurements to a 32nd of an inch right off this. So even in my design clients, this is what's revolutionary, right? So say you don't like people coming in your house.
Tracy just slumped
right?
into me.
So
I'm not sure she's
conscious. Say you don't
conscious.
Like people coming into your house, or say you want to design something. We can come in, I can model your entire property, and you can take dimensions and 3D models directly off of this, including full res HD photography at any location. And you can, I can export this file into a full three-dimensional rendering and then render specific things right in it and send it right back to you. That's actually what I do with clients all over the country. I'm from Atlanta, but 80% of my clients are not in Georgia. So I do this type of application to get my base plan. So I don't have to hire my, and send my architects out. I can,
sure.
You know, so this seems kind of all ethereal,
Sir,
right?
Can you teach me your ways?
This is meant to be inspirational for what's happening very soon. So this is that nerd part of me coming out, right? So
I love it.
My internet is a little slow right now. This should be like ultra high resolution right now.
Oh,
so
yeah,
it's the Las Vegas convention.
Because that's actually crap right there. But go ahead.
It is. So here we go. So you can see there's glimpses.
We're
gonna
have to like show a video or
so. I can send you the link. So this is the beauty.
Okay.
I can send you the link and you can send it out and everyone on their smartphone, tablet, computer right now without downloading anything can do exactly what I'm doing right now.
And he is literally just gesturing with his finger across the screen on a tablet.
You gotta see this.
And it
it's
can,
unbelievable.
You know what a rudimentary of that is, you know, when the real estate
you
websites...
You see this?
Work,
that's right.
This is unbelievable.
That's right.
You could go around the room,
like,
right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So this, though, is low resolution compared to really what I create for my final more produced environments. This is more where product specification is going. I know this is probably completely different than what y'all were thinking we were going to talk about, and we can...
Oh, doesn't matter. No, roll it.
Hey, you row the boat,
so,
we'll go along.
So check this out. Now click right here. If you look at right here, mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a little sneak peek at the first one that you're going to want to change because it's, you know, me and a wife beater. You don't want to see that.
Aww.
But look at this. So this is a different environment. Now look at this. Now move the tablet around. Physically move it. Look up at the ceiling. No, grab it. Look at it.
Oh, my gosh.
You can... It's like
turn
you're
around.
In a glass. Or, you're
turn around.
Swimming.
Turn around. Right?
That's unbelievable.
So this is full ultra 4K plus resolution. This is going to be the future of how you specify and select that couch, those hardwood floors, the paint on the side of your house. Because look at this. You can zoom in.
Yes.
Right? So what this is going to do is put you in the driver's seat to really look in great detail. You can walk through the front door. Here, wait, is it choking?
This is so awesome. I think
photo.
I just got cold.
Right,
so
this is the cool part about it. Now, all of this is available today.
Right.
I can send you this link. You can look at it on your smartphone without downloading anything right now.
How do you get that? So do you go to chipwade.com? Do we go to your front door?
Yeah, chipwade.com or wadeworkscreative.com. So basically, my business is subdivided into three big pieces. They all have to do with an undercurrent of innovation and creativity. My first is my architecture and design. That's where I offer full-scale, customized, and personalized designs anywhere. And
so it's this like to build a new home or
new construction, larger remodels, even commercial design. Uh-huh. We can design a restaurant over in Dubai and really only have to go there once, or maybe not even at all. So even consulting all virtual. This is the future of how all of this is going to happen. And we're already doing it, and it's working. And it's working at a better level because it gives individuals the opportunity to live with the space by themselves without somebody sitting on their shoulder. It's a really...
Okay. Mind blown. But I want to play our game. We have 1 minute left.
30 seconds.
Can you pick what? Was
pick
it
door
one,
number one.
Oh.
Just pick door number one.
I thought we were singing karaoke.
I think one or three is left.
One or three?
Yeah.
I like number one.
Okay, number one. That's the lovely one. John will open the door. What are your must-have party essentials, Chip Wade? Let's take it down to party bill.
Party essentials. Mm-hmm. This is good. I love to party.
Yeah.
Actually, more so love to entertain. It's more about creating two spots in the home, not too many, that are, it's my approach to party essentials is more locational,
okay.
Really. So it's really more about the space plan. Everybody, my whole mentality on everything is more about function of space rather than just the decor. So even when you're party planning, don't just focus on the little trinkets that you go buy at the dollar store,
right.
You know, to make it festive. Yeah. Think about actually organizing the party. And the essential of the party being the space plan. Two spots so you don't disperse everybody too far away, but make those two spots amazing.
If you want to be inspired.
Those two spots for me are outside my front door and at the end of my driveway.
Look at these beautiful people coming to see. We have Panuka.
Holy crap.
Hi, everyone.
So one, two.
Chip Wade's blowing my mind.
We had
But let's finish.
Scripps Network, Big Mac attack.
We do, but we got to say goodbye.
Chipway, chipway.com.
Yes,
follow him on Twitter.
Follow him. Mind
Facebook.
Blown.
Don't
go
follow
into
him
the
Philly Home Show. He won't be there.
No.
That's right. I'm in and out.
And we'll be back.
Check it out. We'll see ya.
She's got eyes that cut you really like a knife. Lips that taste like
it's
sweet red wine.
Here. It's so cute.
Pretty legs go to heaven every time. And that's the end of our show.